Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. October 12th, 2024, the date of the big light heavyweight fight, of course, going down in Saudi Arabia over there in the desert. The undefeated Artur Beterbiev against the undefeated Dmitry Bivol. How's this going to go? Fight's almost a coin toss as far as the odds makers are concerned. Beterbiev opened a slight favorite. Now he's a slight underdog. Bottom line is, Bivol is expected to box his way to a 12-round decision. Again, that's an awful tall order against a guy that's 20-0 with 20 knockouts. Straight up, we'll hear from Dmitry Bivol a little bit later. Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, will be in the house. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you can also text me here in the studio. The number is 415-532-4867. That's 415-532-4867. So, the big question is, of course, this entire card, except for the main event, is on pay-per-view. Who wants to watch Jai, whatever his name is, the IBF Cruiserweight Champion, or any of those other guys, Fabian Webb? Bunch of, I don't want to say hobos, but, you know, not guys you want to see in pay-per-view and not in long fights. When I say long fights, I mean like 21, 15, 21 fights. These are also long fights, all long fights. Of course, the main event, a close one right now, Bivol, about a little less than a 2-1 favorite. You know, you got to look at Bivol as the solid amateur, and of course, Beterbiev was a solid amateur as well. But Beterbiev, let's be honest, he's got the fact that he's getting old. And all the Russians lie about their age, but I think Beterbiev's like 38 going on 98. And of course, Bivol's probably 33 going on 38. But the bottom line is, it's going to go down in just a few hours in the desert. That will be on ESPN+. That card I was talking about with Jai Alapai, the IBF Cruiserweight Champion, all that kind of stuff, Fabian, that's all, not the music star anyway, that's all on pay-per-view. So if you want to spend $80 on pay-per-view, I suggest you do it now. I'm just kidding. Please, I'm just kidding. I'm not advocating that. Don't hang me on the fence for that one. Bottom line is, it's not worth buying, but you can watch the main event free and stick around for that one. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and of course, live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Daniel, take it away.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Around Roy.
Earthquake, of course, back in the days when HBO was kicking ass, of course, and putting fights on TV. HBO had great fights, Boxing After Dark, of course, HBO Championship Boxing, and of course, the pay-per-view events. And initially, back in 1991, I believe TV KO was a product as well of HBO. That was their first pay-per-view arm. Straight up, I miss HBO, especially when you look at some of the fights that you have, like this card from Saudi Arabia. I mean, if I was to go through this card, I think it would be a waste of time to even mention it. That's how bad it was, folks. That's how bad it is, and yet somebody wants you to pay for it. Bottom line is, I'm going to run this conspiracy theory, or actually my theory, in front of Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, as we bring him in from the Bronx. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to tell you why the Artur Beterbiev and Dmitry Bivol fight is on ESPN Plus and not on the pay-per-view card. You know why?
Why, sir?
Because they want to protect these guys as far as future pay-per-view future pay-per-view matchups are concerned. In other words, they want to say, yeah, he only did 18,000 people versus so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to do that because the winner of this fight is going to be poised to do something somewhat significant, I think.
You know, I could buy into that. Now, it's a hard sell for the non-traditional, you know, fight fan, boxing nerd, you know, two guys from Russia, you know.
Bro, it's hard to get up for.
It is in terms of, like, sex appeal. I mean, neither one is a superstar or a guy that's going to have potential crossover appeal, especially at this age. I mean, Artur Beterbiev is 40. Bivol is 33.
That's kind. That's kind.
But do you think there might be some discrepancy on
the birth certificate? I'm gonna tell you like this: when I was the Cubans, I was hanging out with these Cubans in Miami when Harold Smith was promoting Dio Beliefs, Hurtado, and guys like that back in the day, and they told me they all lied about their age coming over. Every single one of them. And then there was this guy I played soccer with in junior high school, Jack Alizaga. The guy shaved twice a day. People when they come into the United States, they're not really documenting that kind of good stuff. They tend to lie, and they never lie old. They always lie young.
well, you know, hey, I'm Dominican. I'm not going to throw any stones.
Cause,
every just about every baseball player, you know, to get signed tends to, you know, stretch the truth on their date of birth.
So. Okay, speaking of baseball, let's touch on the New York Mets. Are they your team, yes or no?
No.
You didn't have to go into like some biblical verse here. That was a yes or no question.
Temporary yes.
Oh, see, you're jumping on the Mets bandwagon because they're winning.
No, I'm jumping on the wagon because I hate the Yankees. So if the Mets are winning, they're going to take some back page from the Yankees. So it's all strategic.
You know, I was looking at, I think it was a World Series appearance that Willie Mays made with the New York Mets. And they had some big dispute at the plate just now, and Willie Mays was arguing this now, you know. And I've seen a lot of guys play baseball, and maybe I'm not hip on the you know, the newer guys, like the guy from Japan and this and that, but I find it hard to believe anybody could be better, as far as all the tools are concerned, than Willie Mays.
He's probably like the original guy that they slapped the five-tool label on. He can hit, run, throw, hit for average, power. He was an amazing, amazing player.
Okay, and here's what's up. You can sort of tell something about a person and how they treat you, okay, correct?
Absolutely.
twice as a kid, I approached him for an autograph. He was like, didn't give it up, okay? The first time I was pestering him, I understand. But the second time, he could have signed it, he didn't want to, okay? So I get that. It's his. If he wants to, he can sign it. If he doesn't, So when I was in a police uniform with the SFPD in an elevator with him, he was kissing my ass. In fact, I wanted to tell him, you know, this wasn't the way you treated me when I was a kid. You know, Baba, like Eric Estrada, and Mr. Lopez, George Lopez. George Lopez went up to Eric Estrada, and Eric Estrada spit all over George Lopez when he was a kid. Okay, so that's sort of, anyway, I'm sorry. Went off on a rant there.
That's a different conversation. I've seen interviews, and Eric Estrada, they don't like each other at all. You know, so it's like there's three versions of the story, right? His version, your version, and the truth.
But here's what's up. A friend of mine told me that George Lopez tried to hit on his wife at a party right in front of him. In other words, right in front of him, they were at a party in California. I won't say where actually in California, and they went to was a post concert party, and George went up there, and he sort of implied that they would get together, the three of them, and this guy. I mean, that was the implication. So this guy, who happens to be in the marijuana business, who told me, goes, you know, George Lopez is a creep. So Eric Estrada, I've heard nasty things about him. And, of course, he showed up at a couple fights back in the day, and nobody really gave him any props. I mean, he was just some chump from Chips, man, that's all.
Damn. And a New Yorker. You know, it's funny, for years, everyone thought he was Mexican, but he's from Spanish Harlem.
He reminds me, he looks a lot like the Bronx Bull. Who was at What was his name? The Bronx Bull. The guy that got damaged, and of course, towards the end. And I told you we went to Puerto Rico together, and I can't think of his name right. Anyway, enough said. Fights from Saudi Arabia, good or bad for boxing?
I think it's good for the immediacy, because we are getting some good matchups and the fighters are getting paid. So I'm gonna lean yes. How long is it a sustainable business model? Only time will tell. You know, but promoters are going to use them if they sit on money, right? They burn dollars for fun. Fighters are getting paid, and we're getting a great matchup like today. So, I gotta say, yes.
Is it without the American flair to this? Without the addition of somebody being American to this, it just doesn't. You know, I saw Michael Smith. I think the greatest light heavyweight of all time was probably Michael Moore. Michael Moore and Bob Foster would have been, I mean, my Bob Foster first, but Michael Moore number two. I think Moore was 28-0 with 28 knockouts. Some people say he knocked out a lot of bums, but the bottom line is, when Michael Moore hit you 175, it was all over. Bob Foster hit you 175, it was all over. So those two guys, I would put Foster number one and Moore number two. Not Archie Moore, Michael Moore. Of course, Michael Moore ascended to the heavyweight division. You know what Michael Moore is famous for, right, Sock?
I think I know, but remind our audience.
Get knocked out by an old man.
That's his most famous. And you know what? It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Thank you. Thank you. Expand on that.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a... He wasn't too friendly with the media, you know, and just an ornery kind of guy. Like a guy like he probably on purpose buys a shoe size, half a size small, you know, just always seemed angry, you know. I'm like, you know, come on, bro, relax.
You know, at 175, he wasn't that way at first. I mean, he was, you could approach him, this and that. He had a good time being around him, this and that. And something happened. I don't know if there was a certain point in his career where he sort of like went off the charts, but the bottom line is he sort of went off at one point in time and became a pass hole from that point forward. And of course, he was known for making bombs in Emmanuel Stewart's house there in Detroit. And, you know, I never stayed there when Michael Moore was staying there, but had I stayed there when Michael Moore was staying there and knowing that he was making bombs in the other room, that would have made me feel slightly uncomfortable afterwards.
Yeah, he's a weird cat, to say the least.
He blew the fence up. He put the bomb on the fence outside and blew the gate off the wall.
And you know what? Aside from him being, you know, a weirdo and kind of rude, he's a great fighter, like you said. You know,
But you know what? Getting iced by George after disrespecting George the way he did, I mean, he disrespected the hell out of George. George was 45 years old, and the last thing that goes in a guy like Foreman, the big old guy, is his punch. And you knew what was coming. And it looked to me as if Foreman had set him up for that thing all night. In other words, he was willing to take like 5, 6, 7, 8 rounds, whatever it was, willing to take the lick in, take it. And he knew at one point in time he was going to be able to throw this shot and catch him. He threw it and caught him. It was all over.
And you know what popped into my head just now? He's been trained by three legendary figures of our sport. I mean, of course, Emmanuel Stewart, Freddie Roach, and Teddy Atlas.
Well, I'm glad this world will break. I'm glad you brought up Freddie Roach because Freddie Roach is taking on Gervonta Davis in December. Straight up, that's the matchup according to the boxing periodicals. More in Ring Talk Live Worldwide right after the break.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Bitter beef is the best. Comparing with everybody, I will tell today he's the best.
Better than Canelo?
He's the best. You know, he's the hardest opponent for me today.
What makes him that?
What makes him? He has 20 wins, 20 knockouts. He has 3 belts and he's my opponent. He wants to beat me today. And he's the most dangerous now.
Dmitry Bivol. Pretty good English here. Checking things out. Evidently, there's a card tonight on home pay-per-view, or something called Black Prime, coming to you from Stockton, California. Gabriel Flores Jr. in the main event. He's like 24-2, 8 KOs. They didn't send me a press release on that, so good luck on that one. Of course, he's taking on the very talented Dennis Contreras, 24-14 with one draw and 22 KOs. What are the chances of Contreras winning tomorrow night or tonight in Stockton, California? Slim and none, and guess what? Slim's out of town. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the line, of course, via Skype from the Bronx as the Bronx Bomber himself talking about boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Sock, how's the weather in the Bronx?
It is a beautiful day. It's a nice fall day. It's about 75 degrees, really, really perfect weather in my book.
Okay, time to put you on the spot. I saw a picture this week of Arturo Gatti's son evidently working out or thinking about trying to be a boxer or some kind of stuff like that. I'm totally against it, and I'll get into it in just a second, but I sort of like to look to Ray Leonard's kids. Ray Leonard's kids, they didn't take up boxing. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, they went in another direction. They do their education, both Jarrell and Little Ray. Of course, both those guys are pretty smart. They've got college degrees and things like that. So I think they went in that right direction. And I think that's where the sons of champions should go, because for the most part, I don't want to say fighters that are in second-generation fighters end up like Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., because he ended up a cokehead and a freak and all that kind of stuff. But they do end up, most of the part, second-rate.
Yeah, I mean, it's very few times that the children of these legendary fighters, are very successful. I think I don't think I'm going out on a limb. I mean, their parents fought because they had to fight, you know, like that, you know, to get themselves out of poverty, you know. Roberto Duran, I believe he has a son that fights. His daughter put on the gloves for a little bit. Probably the most successful was Tracy Harris Patterson, who was an adopted son of Floyd Patterson. Yeah. You know, speaking of Arturo Gatti, so, you know, full circle, you know, who Gatti won his first world title from. So, you know, if you have nothing else going for you other than your name, then you probably haven't been able to live your life the way you should have, because you were born on second base, so to speak, you know. So, but people are going to try to exploit that. You know, promoters will try to pimp you out any which way they can.
But back to Arturo Gatti, the event, the residual effects of professional boxing and possibly alcohol, maybe something else. But the bottom line is the residual effects of professional boxing compelled them to commit suicide.
Yeah, I mean, we'll never know.
No. We'll never know. Are you trying to say there's some question about that?
At the end of the day, if
Joe Gatti and the Gatti family are willing to accept the fact that Arturo committed suicide, okay, that's the way they feel. Well, I mean, that's, you know, I got to go with them. Plus, as a cop, I looked at all the available evidence that there was, and it appeared that he hung himself. That's what it appeared to me. I mean, there was all kinds of things about security cameras and this kind of stuff, and nobody entering or leaving the house, and that's probably true. So that means there was no foul play, meaning somebody else. So the only suspect could have been was a wife. But the wife was, initially charged, but she was cleared. And she's living now in Montreal or up there with the Gatti family. They're living right down the street from the Gatti family. So it's not like she ran away from this, like she was some murderess that went into hiding.
Yeah, I'm glad it got some closure. Look, when people like fighters are idolized and they kind of hero worship. So, you know, to say that he killed himself, people are in denial. What I was referring to, we don't know why he committed suicide, right? Only he does, unfortunately, and we'll never know.
But if ever there was a guy that was gonna or that should have been a poster boy for CTE, was it not Arturo Gatti?
Yeah, I mean, the way he fought, absolutely. You know, it's that guilty pleasure, like I've said before. You know, the blood and guts and the head trauma taken in a boxing match. He also lived a wild life. I mean, even before he got married. Yeah. I mean, he was, you know, I'm not going to say drinker, but he...
No. I'll tell it just like it is. Every time I went to Atlantic City and Gotti wasn't fighting, I saw him on the Atlantic City Strip and he was partying his ass off.
And he had a good-looking girl on his arm.
You're wrong. You're dead wrong. You're absolutely dead wrong. He had three gorgeous girls on his arm.
Yeah, man. Arturo lived a good life.
Did you think I was going to drop some gay bomb there on Arturo or something like that? Was that what you about to say? So were you holding your breath there or what?
I was like, no, man.
Hey, he would cruise up and down the strip on the back of a BMW convertible. Okay, some type of convertible. He would sit on the trunk in the back seat, and he'd have girls driving.
At one point, he was dating Missy Hyatt, the old wrestling valet.
That's not. I don't know if that'd be a feather in my cap.
In her prime. He's a wild boy.
Oh, okay. I'm sort of glad you went off subject and brought up wrestling. What's happening with Vince McMahon these days? I mean, he got thrown out of his job. He's disgraced. Is he the white pre Diddy?
Wow. I don't know if I'm gonna go there, but he definitely is
a creep.
A lot of things. Yeah, a creep. A guy that everything is coming down now that he's old, you know. And from what I saw, a picture of him, he's not in the greatest health. He's using a cane, you know. A good documentary, if anyone hasn't seen it on Netflix.
He don't want to go to jail. There's chances that some of the stuff he did could land him in the joint because of the fact that he made those chicks go across state lines.
Yeah, right, because of this whole sex trafficking. And all because, you know, he tries to be slick. I mean, if he would have kept paying that girl, we would have never known.
I get that. And people say that if Diddy wouldn't have paid if Cassie wouldn't have filed a suit against Diddy, we might not know as much as we know about the diddler. Speaking of the diddler, life is getting rough. He's in some type of... New York City lockdown, and they're not treating well. Evidently, he dines with rats. That's what they're saying. He dines with rats and roaches. Those are the only visitors on his log.
He's in the Brooklyn Detention Center. He has an obvious flight risk because of his resources. Listen, you got to pay the piper.
Yeah, but I'm the only guy that didn't recognize him. That was back in like the year 2000. I didn't recognize who he was. But for the most part, where could he go in the world and not be recognized, man? I mean, he couldn't go anywhere. Unless he could go to Bali and hang out with that other creepy guy, that black guy. I can't remember his name is right now.
Russell Simmons, who's in, one of the few countries that there's no extradition laws. Yeah, I mean, look, it's no secret about the entertainment industry. You know, that there's a lot of shadiness and, you know, a lot of guys...
Check this out. This is evil, but this is how Diddy was doing it. He had baby oil, and he was putting GHB in the baby oil. GHB is this drug that, like, tranks you out. It's like, I think they might even call it... Anyway, bottom line is it tranks you out. And then you mix a little cocaine in it, so you picked up. But guess what? You don't remember what happened 24 hours later. That's the unique part about this Diddy drugging you type of thing, is that you don't remember 24 hours later. And a lot of times, because you took the drugs through your skin, it doesn't show up in drug tests when you take a pee.
And then you wake up, and it's hard to sit down the next day, right?
Yeah, you ask Meek Mill, ask Usher and those guys, ask Justin Bieber, you know, and people like that. But bottom line is, that's horrible, man. And here's what's up. And then this creepo films it so he can blackmail you later.
Oh, I mean, it's just a sick,
world. I remember when Suge Knight. I was with Suge Knight in Vegas. I said, is it true you got a picture of Puff Daddy violating Jennifer Lopez in the most in one of her like most treasured assets or something like that? See the word asset. Anyway, and he said, who told you? Or where'd you learn that? So I'm like, he didn't say to me no. And of course, Suge wanted to put it on some type of, you know, VHS tape or something like that. I think it was back in the VHS days. But anyway, bottom line is he wanted to put it on VHS tapes and sell like, you know, Paris Does Hilton or Hilton Does Paris, something like that.
The consummate entrepreneur is Mr. Suge Knight. Still
in jail. Ran that dude over. Hey, he did like Daniel. I mean, he did a complete job. Daniel does a complete job around here. He ran the dude over going forward, and then he backed over the dude.
Just to make sure he didn't miss a spot. Yeah,
wait, that was the most appalling murder I think I've ever seen. I mean, good Lord, man.
Yeah, man. Suge, unfortunately, will live the rest of his life behind bars. At least a lot of interviews.
What's this thing about jail, man? When I was a cop, guys in prison didn't get in. We didn't have radio shows and podcasts. What the hell's going on?
He's becoming more viral, you know, now that he's locked up than he was, you know, when he was out in those streets, terrorizing the music world.
Okay. Give me a couple of minutes after the break, and we'll finish up on the Beater Bev B-Ball fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, checking your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Frank1961 is telling me on Twitch, two chicks are fighting now on the Beater Bev versus B-Ball undercard. No idea who they are because I don't dig female boxing. I can go with you on that. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I got a text here, and somebody said I should be arrested for mentioning Michael Moore and Bob Foster in the same breath. Ooh, four horse, both light heavyweight champions. I think you got a point there. I'm looking at Moore's record here. Of course, Mike Sedillo, my buddy, he and I went to China together, not once but twice, I believe. Of course, Mike Sedillo, he beat Mike Sedillo back in 1989. I think, of course, Mike, that was for the WBO light heavyweight title. And he beat guys like Danny Stonewalker and this and that. And then he fought my guy. We both were in the Golden Gloves together back in the day, and I won the gloves. He won the gloves. Talk about Terry Davis. Terry Davis was a white hope coming out of Vallejo, California. And I mean white hope. I mean, this guy was white. He was heavyweight. He was a heavyweight. He could punch. There was no doubt about it. He was pretty. He could do interviews a whole nine yards, but he didn't catch all that well, and eventually that caught up with him. But the bottom line is he beat Terry Davis, beat Levi Billups, Alex Stewart, Bobby Crabtree, Mike White, Too Tall White, Everett Martin. So maybe I should be arrested for saying that, but the bottom line is I did admire the fact that he had incredible power at 175, and of course, Emmanuel Stewart sweat him down to an unnatural weight at 175. I mean, I don't know what they did, but they did all but cut off an arm and take an enema or two in order to make 175 pounds. I kid you not. They went through some crazy stuff to make 175, as Gerald McCullen did to make 168. Of course, once Gerald left Emmanuel and he went to England to fight Naldo Ben and made 168, it killed him. Making the weight, it's important. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back to the Bronx, of course, and Mr. Socrates Palmer. Now, Sock, Beter Bev, 20-0, 20 knockouts, 99 years old. You know, we've got the other guy, Dmitry Bivol. He's unbeaten with 20 out of 30. You know, he's got, hadn't got no knockouts. Hasn't knocked anybody out since, like, Daniel was, like, was an expectant father. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, look, Bivol definitely, he puts in a long day's effort when he clocks in. Arthur Beterbiev is the opposite, right? No one knows what a decision is when you fight Arthur Beterbiev. It's a great matchup, all right? If you go by the ring as the standard of pound-for-pound fighters, one is ranked sixth, the other one is seventh. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something very rare. Unfortunately, because of the way the landscape is, we don't get the best fighting the best. Unfortunately, it didn't happen about a year ago, you know, because I think both guys are definitely on the other side, but they haven't slowed down. You know, I'm just going by the calendar. You know, they're older, but the guys, they keep fighting at elite levels. It's a great fight because of the contrasting styles. You know, Bivol is a sharp puncher, not a big puncher, but just a great craftsman in that ring. And Beterbiev is a wrecking ball. You know, he's got cement hands. You know, without, you know,
but doesn't he? But doesn't he also have cement feet?
Cement feet, but he has something like, it's like the ring gets really small round by round. You know, he knows how to cut the ring off, and his will. His will is really difficult.
I could get it. Listen, he's a monster. He's probably going to be naturally bigger as far as size is concerned. God knows what they're going to weigh when they get in the ring. Of course, weighing 175 pounds. Do you think there should be some type of, does boxing need to step up and put in some type of weight limit? In other words, if you weigh 175, you can't weigh over 190 when you get into a fight or ring or something like that. Do they need to do that? And if they did that, would it be detrimental to fighters' health?
No, I don't think it'd be detrimental. I think it'll benefit. You know, we'll get more competitive stuff. I mean, we won't get guys like Devin Haney, for example, or Canelo that like to blow up. You know, into different.
Devin Haney. Devin Haney. Glad you brought up my favorite guy from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, he is now 31-0 again. Guess what? With an asterisk on the O because they took off the loss that that Ryan Garcia gave him. But the bottom line is, he was at those Diddy parties, at one pool party, and of course, and he has some oil on his body. I can see there's his body shining. So if P. Diddy gave him the oil, the baby oil, you know, with the GHB in it, this and that, that meant he was possibly easy to compromise a little bit later. What I'm trying to say is I'm waiting on the Devin Haney tapes.
man, you got to be careful because Devin Haney, you know, him in a lawsuit, he's not shy about it.
Well, no, I'm not. I said I'm waiting for he was at the parties. Okay, he said he partied with Diddy. He said he was there late. He had a good time the whole 9 hours. If he had a good time, we may find out via videotape at some point in time. That's all. That's what I'm trying to say.
We may find out, and that would certainly stir the internet, to say the least.
The reason why I'm bringing up Haney is that, of course, he sued King Ryan this past week for battery and fraud. I mean, was that a bitch move if ever there was one?
It's a little suspect, to say the least. You know, I'm glad it got thrown out, and apparently they're going to try to do it again. You know, so which is probably the main reason why the fight got thrown out. I mean, why
isn't all this stuff, I mean, when you see all this crazy Haney stuff all over the place, doesn't this look like it's his one-man press machine, his father's at work behind the scenes?
Yeah, Bill is the consummate Little League dad. He's a great promoter. He's done a great job getting his son to where he's at. So, absolutely, he is definitely behind this full throttle.
Okay, so the bottom line is, are we going to get some type of prediction here regarding Biederbev? Give me a straight-up prediction.
Straight-up prediction, I'm going to go with the old man. I'm going to go with Beterbiev. I think eventually he stops Bivol about the ninth round, but I expect a really good fight. You know, it's contrasting styles, man. And you know, the funny thing is, although Bivol is not a big puncher, Beterbiev is the one that he's been dropped about three times, if I'm not mistaken. But he gets up angry. So if Bivol catches, I mean, the shot that hurts is a shot you don't see, and B-ball is very fast. And there's a little underlying, I don't know if you mentioned it, Bivol is going through a nasty breakup, nasty divorce. And his wife talked about all his injuries that he suffers from.
She talked about the size of his genitals.
Bro, she accused him of being a batterer, not being a deadbeat on child support. Like, she went in. I mean, you talk about a bad breakup. That's it.
Well, but listen, there could be some merit to what she's saying. We have to offer that, to have to throw that out there, too.
Oh, sure. Oh, I'm pretty sure.
There are crazy women, and then there are women that have been violated and, of course, go absolutely berserk. Real quick, did you watch Nick Ball and Ronnie Rios last week?
Did I watch who?
Nick Ball and Ronnie Rios.
Yes, I did. Yes. Very impressed.
I know, but don't you think they should have stopped that fight a little bit sooner?
I mean,
Fights in England, man. The referees sort of suck lately, a lot.
Yeah. Who was that old guy? Not Darby. I can't remember his name. It's like every big fight, the ref. Thin guy. Damn it. I know he's a Hall of Famer, but yeah, it probably could have been stopped a little earlier, but Nick Ball's is a tough guy to fight. You know, he's that short center gravity guy with a good motor, and he can punch.
Okay, last question before I let you go. Do you know Tommy Kaczmarek?
I know the name. Yeah, the judge.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, that guy, he's like 85 or 90 years old, and I saw it was his birthday this week, and the reason why I bring him up is I'm going to try to get him on the show if he can still do it, because that dude, he's been all over the world. He judged some of the greatest fighters of all time, folks. I mean, he's really a great guy, and I happen to see his birthday this week, so wish him a happy birthday, as did the WBC page. Oh, one more. Canelo and David Benavidez. David Benavidez said he wouldn't, I mean, Canelo said he wouldn't fight David Benavidez for absolutely nothing. I mean, can he get away with that? Because I'm the guy? Is that what he said? Because I can.
That is fill in the blank, man. That's just horrible. I mean, it's like na-na-na-na-na, right? Basically, he did all but do that. I mean, that's just, it's a sucker move, to say the least. And real fight fans will always, you know, hold that over his head. He avoided smoke.
And right now, your wife is holding me, holding you over my head, so I better let you go. Bottom line is, you have a great week. Hug the wife. You know, I'm going to say, you got a good family, man. You are living the dream, my brother.
Thank you, and I got great friends like you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Evidently, the WBC Cruiserweight, or they call it the Bridgerweight title. Remember, the Cruiserweight is 200 pounds. Bridgerweight is 225 pounds. This is this newly made weight division. Per Mauricio and those guys down there in Mexico City in the World Boxing Council. Of course, World Boxing Council is also known as Weeby Canelo. Anyway, the Bridgeweight champion, Lawrence Okoli, has decided to relinquish his world title order to pursue his dream of becoming heavyweight champion. Consequently, interim champion Kevin Lorena is hereby confirmed as WBC World Bridgeweight Champion. So another guy getting the belt, being anointed champion. You know, Daniel Dubois was anointed the IBF champion, of course, but that was like a couple of months ago, and I sort of chuckled about that because, you know, they didn't, evidently, the Tyson Fury and those guys and Oleg Usyk didn't want to honor the IBF mandatory defense, and I'm all with that. Of course, that was the big money. There's no doubt about that. I mean, Oleg Usyk and Tyson Fury going in December in Saudi Arabia for all the money. I mean, neither guy would ever need to fight again. But then again, Tyson Fury, he's made a lot of money. A lot of money fighting guys like Daniel in the other room. I kid you not. I mean, he just has. You look at his resume outside of Deontay Wilder and, of course, Oleg Usyk. And Usyk is a guy that's been, you know, Martin Bacoli, remember him? He knocked out Jared Anderson about 3 or 4 weeks ago on TV. Of course, Jared Anderson, the current American hope. Yeah, right. Anyway, at heavyweight. Anyway, he knocks out, but he stopped Oleg Usyk in the gym with a body shot. And there's a videotape running around the internet about it. But he hit him with a body shot. He stopped him, and he was out of training for a week. So Usyk can be hitting the body. Of course, Usyk was hitting the body, I think, by Dan Cunningham or somebody like that, some low-level guy. Somebody hit him in the body, and he went down, and he sort of like the referee gave him some time and this kind of stuff. But the bottom line is he doesn't take it downstairs. I can see why he doesn't take it downstairs. He's a small guy. He's like 220 pounds is really pushing it for Oleg Usyk as far as his physical stature is concerned, okay? But, Tyson Fury, old, doesn't take a punch well anymore. I mean, come on, Tyson Fury's like, time to stick a fork in him, no doubt about that. Of course, that last fight with Usyk, you know, he got knocked down. Of course, the fight before that, he got knocked down by the MMA guy. The guy's making his pro debut, of course. Now he's 0-2 after having lost to Joshua. I'm talking about Francis Ngannou. Of course, Ngannou, he beat the snot. I mean, he really beat up Tyson Fury that day. That was an embarrassing day in the world of boxing. I mean, Larry Merchant even said, no MMA guy ever beat a boxer like that before. Ever, ever, ever. But then again, Tyson Fury is a little bit different. And of course, Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury was a long time back. We haven't had a fight in a long time. So Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk, I don't know. I'm not all that up for it. I want to see this Martin Bacoli fight. I don't know what he's going to do next, but that is the guy I'm talking about in the world of heavyweights. I mean, you want to talk about heavyweights right now? Nobody in the United States. I mean, Jared Anderson, Bob Arum, Top Rank, they all threw this. They didn't throw their money behind Anderson, but they threw their play behind Anderson. ESPN, all that kind of stuff, the Top Rank PR department, okay? And it just didn't work because you can't make a chicken soup out of chicken urine. You just can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. Can't make chicken soup out of chicken piss. You can't do it, okay? That's what Jared Anderson was, a head case. The guy was talking about retiring, this and that. You know, he was talking about retiring. Like, he was like, he had like 15 fights. Yeah, I'm already thinking about it. Obviously, he wasn't too into the world of boxing. Of course, then he got gangster slapped by Cole. This guy gangster slapped. And at the end, of course, he showed that he was not only inferior physically, he was inferior intellectually, above the shoulder. He's a head case. Jared Anderson, may he rest in peace as far as a heavyweight contender is concerned. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When they say Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest fighter pound for pound, meaning that I imagine if he was a heavyweight fighting the same style, he'd be the greatest, I would have to admit, I would have to say yes. I have his fight films, I've watched the film, that man was beautiful, timing, speed, reflexes, rhythm, his body, everything was beautiful. I say I'm the greatest heavyweight of all times, but pound for pound, I still say Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest of all time.
The man born born Walker Smith Jr., I think, Ray Robinson, I think was vastly overrated. Of course, he was ahead of his time. Now, some of the stuff coming to us from Saudi Arabia. Fight ends after in draw after Ben Whitaker and Liam Cameron plunge over the top rope. Ben Whitaker left on a wheelchair ringside from Saudi Arabia after five rounds of his fight against Liam Cameron. That's how bad this fight card is, folks. That's how bad it is that these guys are going over the top rope. I mean, this is like the WWE, I kid you not. So if you're buying this card's only on pay-per-view. So if you're buying this pay-per-view, you are a stone-cold sucker. And yes, I said it straight up. You are. I mean, that's all I can say. Straight up, let's go to some of the questions coming in here as far as the Twitch is concerned. Victor Galindez died October 1980, of course, in Argentina after a mechanical failure shortly after the start of a race. He was driving a car, and Galindez and his driver, Antonio, whatever, Bonneville, they headed toward the pits walking, and they got run over by another car. Probably not a good idea to get out of a car on a racetrack. It's sort of like getting out of a car. We were on the Golden Gate Bridge one time. This is when you got to get out of the car. Let me tell you. I was on the Golden Gate Bridge coming home one time. This guy named Richard Hembry, he was older than us, and he had been drinking this and that. So he was older than us, and he ran out of gas. His gas tank said a quarter tank, but he ran out of gas. So when he ran out of gas on the Golden Gate Bridge, cars were skidding all around us. So I got out of the car, and I stood on the sidewalk. There's a little sidewalk there on the both sides of the Golden Gate Bridge, okay? I mean, that's what I did. That was scary. I mean, but the bottom line is if I was Victor, I think I would have stayed in my car and waited. Now, obviously, he'd still be alive. Of course, Victor Galindez, I thought he was a bit overrated at 175. His nemesis, of course, was Mike Rossman, another guy that was, you know, so what. But bottom line, as far as an all-time great concerned, I wouldn't put Galindez up there, no doubt about that. Of course, and earlier, I overhyped Michael Moore, and I'm still getting slapped on that VF text. Please, let up. Okay, I put my foot in my mouth and said Michael Moore is probably one of the two best light heavyweights of all time. Bam, I got slapped when I looked at his box rec resume. I kid you not. Frank 1961 just sent me some stuff here as far as Tyson heats up in England. Of course, January 11, 2000, that was for the Boxing Update magazine. Of course, the 10th of every month, Boxing Update came out. It was like the Bible of boxing. And then Flash magazine, of course, started in 1988, and it went until the year 2004, I believe. But the bottom line is those were the two Bibles of boxing, without a doubt. Now, tonight's fights, I'm still going to go back to this. They had to put Beter Viv and Bivol on free TV because they wouldn't have sold it on pay-per-view. The numbers of this pay-per-view card, of course, if Daniel Dubois and Anthony Joshua, two guys that weren't from the U.S., but they were from the U.K., and they're heavyweight names known in the United States, if they could only sell 20,000 domestic homes on pay-per-view, this card would have sold a whole lot less. Straight up, that's why I think they put Bivol and Beterbiev on ESPN so they could be displayed. The winner could be displayed in front of most of the world, and they could be used as a future opponent from somebody like Canelo Alvarez. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The producer is the great Daniel Ogden. I want to thank him. He's a super dad, no doubt about that. Of course, Ring Talk is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Don't come back. Don't forget to come back for the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Same channels, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until then, peace, love, and a ton of respect.